Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. And this episode, we're fortunate to have on Darian Kennard. Darian is a starting offensive tackle for the Kentucky Wildcats and is one of the top returning players in the country. Darian, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Oh man, no problem. It's an honor.
To start, when we think about last season and just your career as a whole, you've been a stalwart on the offensive line for the Wildcats at right tackle. Just in particular, though, from last season, what do you think you did well and what are you working on for this next upcoming season?
What I think, clearly was the run. I mean, our whole offense did a pretty good job together, working together as a unit. I definitely emphasized, some small details that, I had to focus on in the run game. But right now I'm trying to improve my pass game and really work on that as all-round offensive guy. But, this year is starting off a little slow, but, it's not going to stop us from working.
And Darian, in terms of next season, what are your individual goals as a player? And what do you think that this Kentucky football team has to do next year to win the SEC?
My personal goals for this upcoming season, definitely to rank as like top five offensive linemen in the country. Not just for run blocking. I'm talking for all around and for the team to, definitely be one of the best. We have to still continue to trust each other and be very malleable. We have to be able to change at, certain points or times for game plans and really work together as a team and understand that we need to have each other back and we're the strongest team out there. So we just have to go out there with that mindset and, really be prepared for whoever we face.
When talking about last season, you guys, when looking at it, had such a unique year. Quarterback goes down. Wide receiver Lynn Bowden comes in, plays quarterback. You guys still win a bunch of games, won your bowl game as well. What do you think that shows us a testament to the Kentucky Wildcat group as a whole?
It doesn't matter how much you doubt Kentucky football or how much you think we need to do something. We're going to do what we think is best for the team. Just think that a certain game plan is going to work. We're going to roll with it. All we can do is play our best and play to the best of our ability as a team. So if things change, like our quarterbacks being changed up twice or, going from a certain type of schedule for a game, like as long as we have faith in each other and we continue to play to the best of our ability, it shouldn't matter. As long as we continue bettering each other day in and day out every week and having faith in the coaches and the coaches having faith in their players get the job done, I don't think really anybody should be able to stop us if we continue doing those things.
And Darian, it'd be hard not to mention that you only had one penalty in 706 snaps last year. Very impressive numbers. You also helped set the single season school record for rushing yards and rushing touchdowns. What do you think it is about this Kentucky offensive line that has allowed you to have such a high level of success?
It's not just me, I can only do so much. I have to rely on four other people, other position groups, wide receivers. It's more of like a, not selfish, but you're more individualized in other positions, but as offensive line, if you don't work together, nothing happens. So what I really achieved was due to the fact that I could rely on my teammates. The chemistry that we had on the, especially up front, definitely helped, and that's where we got to continue to be strong, especially up front on the team chemistry, and continue making sure each person does their job and holding that standard that we all talk about. So,
Darian, we've had Drake Jackson on the show, a ton of fantastic offensive linemen, Landon Young, just to name a few of you guys who have had a tremendous amount of success. How important is it? I think you've touched on it a little bit. Is it to have such a strong bond with your other offensive linemen, and how does that translate to success for the entire roster?
Well, like I said before, there's five people, and you need to work in unison in order to make the job happen. Because if five guys don't work in unison, there's going to be a hole in the line. If you're trying to run it, someone's going to miss a block. If someone messes up, it kind of ruins. The play doesn't start. So we need to and work together, understand what each other's weaknesses are and strengths are, and understand that we need to trust each other and improve on each other's game. So working together is probably the biggest thing, and having that team bond is the biggest thing. Like, you can't have exceptional players without having faith in each other. You know, like, if I go out there and I'm just worried about me, I'm not going to do my job to the best of my ability. And now there's any other person on the field, you know. He did without a good O-line. Flynn Bowden, he didn't have a good O-line, or he didn't have faith in the O-line to make plays. But that doesn't take anything away from Lynn, because Lynn can make plays happen at the drop of the hat. But it's not taking away from the point that if we don't start up front and we don't have that team chemistry and have that trust in each other to open holes, to protect the quarterback, the play doesn't start, you know? And I just think the strength of a team is definitely its O-line.
And Darian, 4-star coming out of high school, you were selected also to play in the U.S. Army All-American game. A lot of accolades received in high school. Can you talk a little bit about your high school career, and also what went into your decision to enroll at Kentucky?
My high school career, honestly. So my freshman year, I played at a little school called Dobbins Bennett in the Kingsport. So like, I moved around. So I moved after my freshman year, and then going to my sophomore year, started at Ignatius. That's where I continued my high school career. I wasn't well known. I was this big kid, who had talent, and people noticed it on the field and were like, who is that? And people didn't really know who I was, because I didn't get my name out there. I mean, I figured it was just, I can play, people see I can play, then, you know, offers would come in. But I didn't know the whole, you know, deal of needing to get the name out there for stars or get recruited. I thought it was just, you play, you ball out, and you get looked at, you get offers, you know. But that's not how it worked, really. So I needed to, you know, on top of make sure my game was to the best of its ability in high school, I got invited to the Nike Combine in Cleveland, the regional, and went there and balled out there. Had some people, a lot of people noticed me and write some pretty good articles about me. Then I went to, after that, you know, I kind of could just continue like working on myself and continuing to improve my game. And then I got invited to the, Under Armour Combine. I went to that. You know, just get my name out there a little more. But I think those are the only two camps I went to, you know, to get my name out there. Like, at the time, knew of me, you know, talked about me. My name was circulated because I didn't really have my name out there for star, you know, rankings. So I just went to those two to get my name out there, get my ranking, get my stars, and then just kind of let everything else handle itself. Then, got the notification. I got invited to the Army All-American game, and I got invited to the USA National Bowl game, and I accepted both of those and went to both of those. And, you know, it was a great experience to really go out there and have fun with everybody, especially the guys who are top talent who are playing in college now, especially playing with guys like Trevor Lawrence, Xavier Thomas. I mean, this is like a lot of top talent in the country. It was cool to have all those people there and understand, like, those are going to be the people you got to compete against in the upcoming years in college, you know. It was just pretty crazy, yet, you know, surreal kind of experience to do something like that. And then my decision to go to UK, I mean, I was committed before even going to the bowl games or any of that. So I committed pretty early into my junior year, because I felt that Kentucky was a very family, you know, oriented. Also, I've, you know, talked to the coaches, like, it just felt more businessy, you know. And I get the goal is to go to the next level, and it's going to be it's basically all business. But being in college and having to deal with academics on top of, you know, being an athlete, it just felt like the best environment for me, you know, and I felt like they definitely would have my back 100%. So even if, you know, for my junior year, I went out there and, you know, messed up my knee or tore my ACL or did something, they still would have given me that full ride. They still would have given me the full ride. They still would have accepted me. And then I would have healed up and then eventually played or, you know, at least played on a team. So honestly, the whole decision to go to Kentucky wasn't really a hard one for me, because I'm real based on a family mentality and make sure you watch out for your own, basically. So I just felt like it was the most comfortable decision, and I like the campus. I love the coaches. It was unique, man. I felt like it is just the best place for me to succeed and thrive, and it just helped me. Also, on top of that, the fact that, you know, they were looking for O-linemen, like, they were highly recruiting me. They really wanted me, and it felt like a perfect fit. Basically, it wasn't anything crazy. You know, it just felt like home already, even though I've never been to Kentucky. I never lived here. It felt like the perfect place, because honestly, to me, home is who you're surrounded with, not where you're at. And it just felt very comfortable, and I felt at place.
For yourself, Darian, getting to Kentucky, what's it like playing under Coach Stoops? And is it true, like, the Kentucky football culture, is it family with him at the helm and just your overall team?
Yeah, being under Coach Stoops, man, it's really cool. I mean, if you're a player who does the right things and is a real team builder, you don't even have to be a leader. As long as you're a good follower, if you're a good teammate, you do the simple things right, he notices that. I mean, you know, some schools, coaches don't even know the players' names, especially head coaches. But Coach Stoops will go out there and talk with everybody and know everybody that is on the field. And it's just a cool experience, because he cuts up, but he also has that hard mentality, hard-ass side of him that, you know, if you mess up on the field, he's going to coach you, but he's going to get into your ass a little bit. Excuse my language. But he's definitely a great guy to be under, especially all the coaches there. Like, everybody there is, it's a very friendly area, but it's also an area where you need to improve. So if you're not improving, it's not going to be as fun. But if you're showing signs that you're trying to improve, you're giving effort, you're doing what you need to do on the field and off the field, it's a very comfortable environment to be in, because they just know. I don't know. It's hard to exactly explain it, but it's just a very family oriented. You know, like, everybody has their job, everybody has something they need to do, and if you're doing that job, you can have fun a little bit, you know. And that's just kind of what's going on at UK. And I just it's a great experience to be on Coach Stoops, especially.
And Darian, as you mentioned earlier, kind of like business, like, your next goal is to end up at the NFL. Do you have any career aspirations once your football career is over?
Right now, I'm in KHP, so it's kinesiology, health promotions. I eventually want to become an athletic trainer, you know, train athletes, teach athletes. It's just something I just love to be around the field, you know, even if I'm not on the field, I like to be around the sport that I love. And it's just, that's something I want to do. I want to do something that involves being a part of athletes' lives. And that's definitely one of my aspirations to be. But honestly, right now, everything's being focused in on school right now and football. I mean, that's what I'm trying to do right now, is focus and hopefully get to the next level. But if it doesn't work out, then I'll continue taking the hard work I'm doing now and put it towards the aspirations I want to do for later on in life.
For yourself, Darian, when thinking about your progression over the years, how have your training, practice, and study habits changed?
you know, study habits, that it just comes with the curve. You know, freshman year, it's just a whole different experience. You just have to adjust, especially with the training too. But it doesn't matter how long you've been at college, training doesn't get any easier, because if it gets easy, it's not working. It's not doing its job. You're not getting better. Academic wise, it's just some easy things, simple things that people need to work on, you know, such as time management. Like, okay, I got to sit down at this time, do about an hour, hour and a half of homework, get it out the way, then take a break for about another hour or two, and then get back on the homework. Or if you have a paper due a week before, you know, work on it about 30 minutes a day, 40 minutes a day. But if like you're on a roll, or if you're, you know, really feeling like you're cranking it out pretty fast, like just keep going until you get a little bit tired or burnt out. It's just, it's like slight things that you pick up on being a, you know, student athlete. It's just every small thing is important, especially in the game of football. Every small thing is important. If you have a bad, you know, flaw in your technique and it gets seen on film, people are going to attack that. So it's just the small things that you learn as you mature, especially as a student athlete, that, you know, helps me specifically in what I do in my athletic and academic career.
And Darian, when we look at the future of this Kentucky football team, there's a lot of talent there. I'm going to ask you to pick one or two underclassmen who haven't gotten the media attention yet, but have stood out to you and should be on draft radars pretty soon.
I mean, honestly, like, my class was one of the top classes that came in, and a lot of young talent is continually coming through. So it's really hard to just pick two, but I'd say for now, like, since I'm offensive lineman, you know, I go against these guys every day. But the younger guys, JJ Weaver and KD, those guys are definitely some young guys that are definitely people to watch. I mean, to me, they seem like guys that could be future. Like, don't quote me, don't have this high expectation of them to do it, but they could definitely be the Josh Allen type. I'm not saying they put up ridiculous numbers like Josh Allen, but they already have skills that are kind of, you know, shining through that need to be polished off. But they could definitely do something in the future, and especially the next 3-4 years that they're here. They're that athletic, and I think I can definitely see him doing something like Josh Allen.
With having Josh Allen in your program, how did going up against someone as great as him in practice help your development?
I loved it, man. I mean, I was a freshman at the time, so it was, you know, coming in, you go against guys, you know, third string, you know, walk-ons. But coming in, I had a high standard for myself, and the coaches had a high standard for me. So going against a guy like that at practice was challenging. I mean, I hated it at first. Like, the first rep, I was like, holy hell, how am I going to do this? Like, what am I going to do? But after taking a couple of breaths and after a couple of practices, I started picking up fast. I started doing things a little different, changing up my game, you know, evolving. And it was fun going to just Josh Allen once I started being able to keep up with him. Because then once I was, you know, keeping up with him just as a freshman, even if I wasn't beating him every time, or even if I lost a lot of the reps, I was still keeping up with him with, you know, a little less than half of them. So I felt like it was just a great experience to, you know, level up my game and improve on myself, especially coming as a freshman. It just gave me a big leg up on people who've been in college, especially DNs who've been, you know, playing for 3 years. It made me feel comfortable going here. It made me feel comfortable going against older guys that I faced in games later on that year as a freshman. It helped me a lot. So it was a great experience, man, and I loved every minute of it. So I love going against people who are talented, who, you know, have high expectations of themselves and, you know, are expected to be great. So I love going against those type of guys, those type of people, because they want to make – I just evolve from them. Even if I lose a rep, here, there, like, I evolve, I get better. And if they lose a rep, they get better. It continues going back and forth, and our games level up. So it was fun. It was definitely fun going against Josh Allen. He's doing his thing in the league. So
coming in freshman year, whether it was a practice or a game, that made you realize that, wow, these are actually legit D1 football players?
I don't know if it was the players that really got to me, because, you know, I've been playing football for a long time, and it's kind of like being in your field for such a long time and then kind of getting an upgrade. It's not really the people that you're worried about, it's the atmosphere. And that definitely affected me most of all when, you know, as a freshman going down to Florida, going to those big games, that just like, it was like, damn, I'm really here at D1. I'm here in college, you know? Because other than that, up until that point, you don't really have a second, especially as if you want to play as a freshman, you don't have a second to really be like, oh man, I'm enjoying being a D1 athlete. You know, no, you, as soon as you get there, you're hitting the ground running, working out, you know, getting better, being a student athlete and trying to adjust to the academic level. Like, if you're constantly trying to improve on something or keep up with something as soon as you get to college. So it wasn't really that I was focused in on the players. I was, you know, too busy trying to improve myself and go against guys like Josh Allen. Like, yeah, to me, it was like, that's a top athlete, but it wasn't, oh, this is D1. It was just, it was practice. It was continually trying to improve. And then when I went to Florida, you know, those big games, it was like, yeah, I'm here. This is D1. This is the D1 atmosphere that, you know, they talked about. And it's definitely one of those surreal type of environments to go and have, just literally having a person next to you and not being able to hear them or even scream at them and then be able to hear you. Like, those are the type of environments that make you think, damn, like, this is top. This is like one of the top places to be, especially as an athlete. And that's kind of what runs through my mind also every time. Last year before a game, it was crowd noise, the crowd getting hyped, you know, it was just the atmosphere that made you take a second and be like, deep breath, like taking the moment, and then, all right, let's go, let's get the game going. You know, it's a great experience, man, especially at this like level.
In the SEC, probably the top division in all of college football, what's a typical game day like, and what's it like playing in your home stadium?
Typical game day. So we usually stay at the Hilton in Lex. So we'll go there Friday night. Do usual team stuff. Go to a movie, have dinner, and then we're in for the night. Then in the morning, we get up. Depending on what time the game is, we'll get up. We'll have breakfast. Then we do like a quick little stretch warm up, and then we're. I'm pretty sure we're in for, we have a little break before we have to do other things. Then lunch, then we'll have final film review, and then we'll run through plays. And then, we have our big hype up team meeting before the game with Coach Stoops and everybody. So then we're on the bus, and then we go to the stadium. And, you know, from then on, it's just getting your mind mentally prepared and, making sure you do what you have to do.
And Darian, one of the most important aspects is to have a strong relationship, not only on the football field, but off the field. Are there certain activities that you like to do with your teammates when you're not playing football?
A lot of us, right now we have a little bit of time. But since, you know, we're always busy, we always do stuff. A lot of us have, game systems. So a lot of us like to play online games or sports games. It depends. But I'll play like Call of Duty. I'll play Madden. I'll play 2K with a lot of the people on the team, and they do the same with other people. So it's kind of just that's kind of what we do. Some of us will meet up and we'll all go watch a movie every once in a while, or we'll all go get food. A couple of my buddies I go get food with all the time. So, we don't really do too much outside of football because we're always busy, or we want to, you know, have some downtime and relax. And with gaming, I mean, we get to do both, you know, get to relax, talk to our boys, and play games. So it's pretty relaxing.
For yourself, Darian, such an important aspect of things. Teams are obviously going to have the film that they need, but what would you want GMs or scouts to know about who they're going to be getting and yourself off the field and in the locker room?
Off the field and in the locker room, I mean, honestly, I'm a person who kind of keeps to myself. I don't do a lot, but I'm those people. If a teammate needs something or somebody is relying on me, I'm there at a drop of a hat. I'm definitely someone who likes to take care of my friends, my family, my teammates, especially if I'm cool with them. So, in the locker room, hey man, I'm just going to be a cool, loving dude, friendly dude. But, you know, we'll get there when we get there. But for right now, I'm trying to make sure I have good enough credentials to get to that next level.
And Darian, hypothetical question. If you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
There's a couple. Not really a lot, but there's a few. I'd say I'd probably like to be trained by there's like three people. I can't really decide between all three. I'm just going to say this, no particular order. Tyrone Smith and LaCharles Bentley and Joe Thomas. Those would be my those would definitely be the people that I would just enjoy every minute of learning about their game and understanding and just picking up certain things they know. Those would definitely be the people I'd love to get some one-on-one time with. But I mean, I met LaCharles Bentley in person one time. I met him before, and he's definitely a cool guy because he went to my high school. So he went back there for a coach's talk and to like train the coaches on how to really improve on athletes there. And then there was another NFL player who retired. His name was Shazon Bradley. He wasn't in the league for long, but he was one of my coaches growing up. He was definitely a great ball player from what I saw back in the day, you know, playing at Tennessee, becoming an All-American. He was definitely a great influencer to me. And he was definitely a person who had game.
Darian, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
For me, man, it's probably gonna be have to just outwork people. You know, it's not. I'm not saying outwork is in every time you're on the field. You have to go 110% every time. Just keep improving on yourself in the game. You know, when you're at the house, work on your stance. Work on being able to sit there. Do some extra little film work at the house. You know, watch highlights of. Because I know at high school you don't really have a lot of the games unless you're on huddle. But go to YouTube, watch the highlights from the game, look at yourself, you know, make sure you're doing the right thing. Just make sure you're always improving and always outworking someone else. It doesn't have to always be on the field.
That was Darian Kennard from the Kentucky Wildcats. We really appreciate your time and best of luck next season.
Thank you guys for having me out.